relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Co-host for the Battle of 1600, and he would never, ever do a media hit in his tidy whities. He is known as the Baron, my former colleague from the White House, former strategic advisor to the Trump campaign, Boris Epstein, who always knows what is going on, always. But I just surprised him. How did you not know that Mr. Potato Head published a photograph of himself in his undies doing a TV hit? Stealthy did that.
Breaking news. I miss those huge news. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I missed it. You know, I'm trying to look at his Twitter less so as to keep my blood temperature down, my blood pressure down, so, and blood temperature, because my blood starts to boil when I see it. So, yeah, I missed that. And you know what? I'm going to be okay with without that image. Now, thanks for giving me the mental image
now,
that
I won't be able to get out of my head. I have never, ever done a TV hit in my underwear. Maybe jeans, but that's classified. But if I had, I would not photograph, I'd not ask somebody, I wouldn't ask Mrs. Potato Head to take a photograph of me from the side and then post it on social media. Who is this Brian Stelter? Explain to me. I know you're a big fan, Boris.
Okay, Brian Stelter's this thing, okay? He doesn't know how to wear a tie, okay? He's got a potato head, all right? He's not very nice. He's very surly, okay? He really doesn't like conservatives, and I'm not sure he's the biggest fan of America. He likes to cry a lot in his bed, as we know. And he's
into
not
his,
a journalist.
Into his comforter. Into his, he cries, he actually says on his Twitter,
I crawl into bed
to cry into my comforter because of my COVID nightmares. Not making up, guys.
Because he missed his old life. So, but that's what Stelter is. From what I understand, he's really dying to hang out with you, to spend a lot of time with you, Seb. So
stop
it.
You're giving me nightmares and I'm already awake. Don't do that. Okay, let's get to serious issues.
I think you and Stelter are going to have a day together. You guys are going to go out. You know, maybe we're going to watch some CNN.
Behave.
Who knows?
Behave, my friend. Let's get to business. I want to wish you a happy anniversary. Today is not only the anniversary of the lockdown of COVID, but it is the 51st day of the Biden regime. And today, I don't know, I'm going to be hosting a show on Newsmax. They've asked me to host a show tonight when Sleepy Creepy Beijing Biden's going to give a speech. I don't know if he's going to give one. I just saw him sign the COVID bill. He didn't look too sure on his feet, but happy 51st day without a press conference, Boris.
It is so scary what's going on with the so-called leadership of this country. Biden was supposed to sign this tomorrow. Now he's signing it today. So there's this weird switch. And then he's supposed to give the speech tomorrow. Some people are wondering, is he maybe signing this so they could pre-record the speech and then put Joe Biden, let him rest for the for the next couple of days?
A little nappy poo.
You know, there's all this talk, oh, Joe Biden's going to get out there and he's going to be really selling the stimulus. Well, no, he's not, you fool. That's not going to happen. They're not going to have. They can't even have the guy do the joint address, the speech to the joint session of Congress. He's not even doing that. Who knows? Maybe they'll have Kamala Harris do that, just like she does the calls to the foreign leaders. It's not. Listen, you know, first of all, there's a humanitarian part to it. I actually kind of feel bad for the guy. I mean, did you see him when he forgot the name of his Secretary of Defense? Forgot the name of the Pentagon?
Well, hang on. He called it the outfit. I mean, it's only the biggest building in the biggest building in the world with the most control of the most weapons, and he didn't remember the word.
What outfit over there? What do you want?
Pentagon. That was a clip from our latest episode of our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600. If you want all the details, go and subscribe to The Battle for 1600, the only place you can get all the details from me and the Baron.